Last Thursday, Mark Harris called for the North Carolina Board of Elections to hold a new election in the 9th Congressional District. He said his recent illness, including two strokes, had made it difficult for him to testify in the board's investigation into fraud in last November's election. Now Harris says he needs surgery at the end of March. Harris's email says he won't run because of the timing of the surgery and his need to regain full strength. Harris also endorsed Union County Commissioner Stoney Rushing for the seat. Because of a state law passed last year, there will be party primaries in May, in addition to the general election, which is expected to be in September or October. Even before Harris's announcement, some Republicans were already saying they were considering a run, including former Mecklenburg Commissioner Matthew Ridenhour and former state senator Tommy Tucker of Union County. Robert Pittenger, who held the seat through January, has said he won't run. Former Governor Pat McCrory also isn't running. Democrat Dan McCready, who trailed Harris by 905 votes in last year's 9th District race, launched his new campaign Friday. The State Elections Board voted 5-0 last Thursday to hold a new election in the district. The board acted after nearly 4 days of testimony about absentee mail vote fraud allegedly committed by Bladen County political operative McCray Dallas on behalf of Harris. Harris's son, John Harris, a federal prosecutor, testified that he repeatedly warned his father in 2016 and 17 that Dallas was illegally harvesting absentee mail ballots. He said his father ignored that advice and hired Dallas to help him in his 2018 race. A day later, Mark Harris asked the board to call for a new election. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.